Okay, we're back. Donna and Steve minus Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Brittany joins us along with DJ Rock Lobster.
Hi.
Hey, Rocco.
How's it going? How was that first hour without me?
It was,
did you guys do okay?
It was sad and lonely.
We just turned our mics off and stared at each other.
I think
Dawn left and she was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, we kind of fell apart right before you came on because we were laughing so hard at Fabio getting hit in the face with a bird.
Okay.
We can't go back. I literally can't. I'm doing that thing where I think about a deer slowly dying.
Uh-oh.
Because I was laughing so hard that, like, I know.
I mean, we could not even come
what
up for air.
What time was that at? I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
9:45. Okay. And then Dawn was like, "You guys, you're laughing because his face was bleeding?" And we're like, "That was the best."
No, we can't go back. I won't. Oh, everyone was so traumatized.
And it's like, he's a male model and he just lost, you know, income. And you're just cracking up.
The best was Brittany starts going, but did you see the tour he went, the media tour he went on afterwards, trying to shut this ride down? Like, it's a common occurrence.
Like, he's literally like, you guys, it's my civic duty to make sure this doesn't happen to another person. And me and Donna are like, okay, you're not like Michelle Obama taking on obese kids. This is not your new thing. We cannot do a 5K for people getting hit in the face with
her. Please give till it hurts.
One American a year. Like the commercial. One American a year gets hit in the face with the geese. We got to get that number down.
Geese.
I will not. I'll not go back.
Well, this is a good example of hyping the My Talk app, because if you think that's funny, you can go back and listen to the 9 o'clock hour anytime.
And if you don't think it's funny, please tweet at Donna how offensive she is.
Because I'll just delete it.
Oh, sorry. If you don't think it's funny, you're dead inside.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, we have a story about Chrissy Teigen.
We do. Okay.
Speaking of models.
All right. She's doing this little thing where if there wasn't a bunch of drama going on, you'd go, wow, that's, you know, really heartbreaking, and she's dealing with a lot of stuff. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, Chrissy Teigen is currently on time out because of all these things in her past of tweeting people or messaging people these horrific things about wanting them to die. And so she's on hardcore time out. But here's the thing about Chrissy Teigen. She decided, I don't do timeout. I refuse to be put in the corner. So, and I have to mention this too, is that, like, I'm very empathetic. Me and my husband have been trying to have kids for a very long time.
Yes.
So I'm not by any means saying this is like, but it's kind of offensive in the way that you go, okay, but you're using this as like a way to say, look here, not here, right?
Yes.
So Chrissy Teigen cried while sharing letters of support from her fans following her pregnancy loss. Keep in mind, she dealt with this pregnancy loss really public in September.
Right, right.
And she's pulling out these letters that probably, I'm not trying to say is, she wouldn't have read, but I don't know if she would have read in any other circumstances. And it just kind of hits that nerve of like, you know what? This isn't a thing.
It's not the right time.
It's not a token, pay attention to me kind of moment. And I actually get annoyed by it, like to the point where it's like, you know, there's actually people dealing with stuff, and here you are using this as a ploy.
She's trying to, I know what you're saying, and this is going to sound terrible, but while she deserves sympathy, that is
absolutely
a terrible tragedy
terrible.
That happened to her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She is playing that sympathy card during a time when she should be taking accountability for her behavior towards other people.
1,000%. It seems so.
She's hiding behind that right now.
The level of calculated it feels is gross.
Yeah. And, yeah, I get that.
You know, I think anybody, I mean, it's literally last week she posted as she was, I think, a trip to Italy talking about how she's still dealing with this and all this stuff. And you know what? Every bone in my body just wants to say, how about you just take a beat?
Take a time out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
us as, like, we love a redemption story. So if you were to disappear for I don't know, a year. And by disappear, I mean live your fabulous life with your extremely hot husband and your adorable kids.
Right.
And then in a year, show up on some TV show. We'd be down. We'd be down to clown. But you're not really letting us miss you. And you're making it worse. And it just feels a little bit manipulative.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Thank you.
Well, in a related story, Courtney Stodden is insisting that Chrissy Teigen never reached out to them. But they're sending Chrissy a message, and I'm saying they because that's the pronoun that she would like us to use. She wants to send some free advice on how to feel better about being in cancel club. So I guess Courtney Stodden had a PETA event on Capitol Hill Wednesday and talked to us about why they've been involved with the animal rights organization for several years. Trying to get people to stop eating meat.
Uh-huh.
And then Chrissy was out somewhere on Tuesday when she suggested she might be in cancel club forever. But Stodden is saying that Chrissy never reached out at all. And I think Chrissy is telling us that she planned to reach out to everybody who she hurt. So there's, you know.
Yeah. She's somebody who's, I think, going to always have a hard time swallowing her ego. She was writing that I am the voice of reason for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And we should always be wary of those people, right? Like,
yes.
I know I'm a piece of crap. And that's why, like, it's even when I'm saying, Teigen, take a time out, I'm not even saying you'll never, ever work in this, whatever again. I'm saying, hey, I get it. You did something really dumb and you're super embarrassed. Be embarrassed.
Yeah, or do an interview with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do an interview on Good Morning America and talk about, you know, how you're trying to be a better person. Like, what are you doing? Are you listening more? Are you reaching out and having a one-on-one with the people that you hurt?
Yeah.
I think she just can't stand being out of the spotlight.
She really can't. And you know what's funny is, like, I really think about it. I don't even need her to improve because I think this was a long time ago. You're right. She should say sorry and she should do it for herself because she shouldn't be mortified and as one should be when you do something like that. But I don't look to her for anything.
No.
And so it's fine. She doesn't want to take any other classes, but you're right. Like, she just needs to take a beat.
Yeah.
Disappear.
I would agree with you. All right. I'm glad we had this discussion, you guys. It is time to play a little game.
Ugh.
Give us a call, 651-641-1071. It's the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Bet on who you think is going to win. Do you think it's going to be Brittany or do you think it's going to be me, D-Val? And if you guess correctly, you will win a fabulous prize. 651-641-1071. Call now. Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve, minus Steve, on MYTALK 107.1. Everything entertainment. Brittany's here filling in.
Yeah, let's play a game.
Yeah, here we go.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Rocco.
I want to see how smart you are.
So I believe that scores back to 71-71 tie.
Ooh.
Donna's on a 2-game streak, I think, which means Brittany's a loser. But here's where I think Brittany might have an advantage today. Because today I'd learned the third Thursday of every month of every July is National Refreshment Day. And Brittany, you like refreshing drinks because you don't drink the alcohol anymore.
No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to quiz you guys on some songs that have something to do with non-alcoholic refreshments.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow.
And here to bet on whether it's going to be Donna or Brittany, I believe it's Cindy. Is that your name, right, on the telephone?
Yes.
Hey, there she is.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Cindy, you sound super fit. What's your regimen? Oh, my
God. I work at Starbucks and I run my butt off at Starbucks. So
yeah, that'll do it.
A lot of it. And yeah, I just try to get outside a lot and have a dog. And
oh, I can tell. I like dogs. Yeah.
Oh, I love dogs.
Me too.
All right, enough sucking up.
Okay.
Who do you think, Cindy, knows more about refreshments, songs about refreshments, Donna or Brittany?
You know, I'm going to go with Donna.
Cindy, you broke my heart.
I'll come and yell for you.
Okay, there she goes. There goes Brittany. There goes Cindy.
Okay, here we go.
Here comes Donna. All right. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
The 1988 song Orange Crush was not about the delicious soda, but it still hit number one on Billboard's alternative and rock charts for what Georgia-based band?
R.E.M.
In 2019, what did Lizzo blame on her out here getting loose on?
Juice.
And how am I phrasing this? Name the 2003 Keyless song about bringing boys to the yard.
Oh, sorry, I don't know why I snorted. Bringing boys to the yard for some chard.
For some Swiss chard. Delicious chard.
I'm
going
to have to ask Cindy for help, Cindy, on that one.
Well, the first she said Orange Crush was by R.E.M. Your thoughts?
That's 100%. Yep.
Okay. And she said that the Lizzo song about getting loose was blaming it on her juice. Thoughts on that?
I don't know if it's a specific kind of juice, but it's definitely juice.
Okay, that's good. And she had trouble with this one. Can you name the 2003 Keyless, I believe it's pronounced Keyless, not Kellis, song about bringing boys to the yard?
I have no idea about that one. Okay. Would you say shard?
I said shard.
Yeah. Maybe it was
whatever else rhymes
shard
with ard.
Yeah.
Card. Yeah. Hey, he brought a card.
Yeah, it was a nice Hallmark.
But we're looking for a refreshment.
Yeah.
Picard.
Captain Picard came to the yard.
Sure. Okay. Let's go with that.
All right. She's going to get Brittany. I'm going to put Cindy back on hold. What's up for grabs for Cindy is, of course, a My Talk t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
And now back in her chair.
Don't dare look at my papers.
Brittany,
yes.
Are you ready to get quizzed on songs about refreshments?
Yeah, Donna looks scared.
You have a good chance, I think.
We'll Donna see. Looks really terrified, but that's kind of her look.
It's just my face.
I think we'll see.
I look like that painting, The Scream. Okay. You know, just like constant.
Okay, Brittany, here goes. The 1988 song Orange Crush was not about the delicious soda, but it still hit number one on Billboard's alternative and rock charts for what Georgia-based band?
Georgia-based band? That is the Fratinellis.
In 2019, what did Lizzo blame her out here getting loose on?
The juice!
And name the 2003 Keyless song about bringing boys to the yard.
Milkshake. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn it. Yes.
Okay.
It's better than y'all's thing, right?
Are you still feeling good about Fratinellis?
No, it's a Georgia-based band. It's got to be Limp Bizkit.
Actually, well, that was the only clue. I have no idea what that song
Orange
is.
Orange Crush. I can play it for you after. Maybe we'll do the time. After yeah. we do the
What was it about?
It was about Agent Orange, oh. which was a chemical warfare in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's
a... Not a good story. A lot less refreshing than the delicious orange soda.
And the answer is...
So basically, it was REM. Donna got that.
Oh,
Brittany did not.
Good for you.
You both got Lizzo right.
Yeah.
And only Brittany got Milkshake right. Did I say Keyless right, Brittany? Is it Keyless? Kellis?
I don't know. I feel like I always see it, but either way, you Same. Nailed it, Rocco.
So it's 2-2. We're going to go to this.
Gone.
And I think we can bring Cindy back. I'm going to play a song, and I'm not looking for the song title. I'm looking for the artist because the artist has a name that is a refreshing drink, and it goes like this.
Ooh.
Where is it? Oh, it's, here it is.
Brittany.
Yes.
Iced tea.
Yes.
I was going to go Orange Juice Jones.
Oh, that would have been good, too.
What? I'm a winner in my life.
Sorry, Cindy.
Sorry, Cindy.
That's okay. That's okay. It was fun.
It
you guys
fun.
Have a great day.
Thanks for believing that. In me.
Okay. Bye, Brittany.
Bye, Cindy. That's the last time you'll doubt me.
Yeah. So, 72-71 Steve now. Orange Juice Jones. That was a good one. Was that
right?
Was
he the one? I saw you and him walking in the rain. You were holding hands, and I will never be the same. Mm. And then it's like, this is my world. You just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Right? It's how it ends. And him.
Saturday Night Live recently did a spoof on this, and I don't think anybody got it but me. Or anybody who saw the video in the 80s. I feel like I'm in an...
Give me that coat!
Don't leave me in the studio with her!
Can you go to the all the way to the end where he's talking?
Oh, the rap? That part?
Yeah, here we go.
Let's go. Now close your mouth. He doesn't swear, right?
I don't think so. Come on in here. Got
some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Some hot chocolate?
In the stove. Yeah.
How's your day today? Did you miss me? You did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today. Close your mouth because you cold busted.
Cold busted.
Now sit down here. Sit down here. So upset with you. I don't know what to do. My first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo.
Okay.
I know, go all the way to the end because now he's so blabbing at the end. $700
Lynx coat. This is what you guys listen to?
Yes.
Because you're still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know? You're going to find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you got to do? You got to get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with.
That is so good.
Thank you. Did
you know that?
Thank you, guys.
You without me like cornflake without the milk. It's my world. You're just a squirrel.
Trying to get a nut.
Wow. That
Give
is
me
amazing.
That coat.
I forgot about that
Oh,
part.
I loved it
And
so
this
much.
Is the REM song. Does it ring a bell?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Anyways, good job, Brittany.
Orange Crush. Now you suck, Brittany, even though you won.
Here's the thing. Does it feel really bad because Cindy seemed really cool? Like, does that hurt when you let down somebody who's really cool?
Yep. Sure
I think
does.
So. She seems lovely. The fact that she was like, bye, Brittany. I was like, oh, it's hard to.
I know. She turned on me instantly.
She's just a fan of my knowledge and my sexy brain. Just a squirrel trying to get a
nut. I have a tip.
Time for a tip.
What?
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Okay, here's a tip. You could get a free taco at Taco Bell all day today.
How do I do it?
Well, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks came back in game 6 to win the NBA Finals on Tuesday. But even if you don't care about basketball, you might care about this. They did, Taco Bell did a comebacks promo.
Mm-hmm.
And promised to give out free tacos if either team won a game after trailing at halftime. And so what happened on Tuesday was just that. So now anyone can walk in, snag a free taco today. They really are pushing their Flamin' Hot Doritos tacos.
I don't want it. But.
But. Huh. You don't have to go that.
Thank goodness.
Route. You can walk in, get a free crunchy, soft, or regular Doritos taco.
Can I, what do I have to say? Go Bucks. Give me a taco.
I don't know. You have
can either of
out.
You pronounce the name of the Bucks absolute superstar who dropped 50 points to win the title on?
Yeah. Can you spell it? I saw the story with him in it.
I will, well, if I spell it. Yeah, his last name is A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
Okay.
Thoughts, Brittany?
I'll go first. Yes. And Tacone Bowl.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to go. Quinoa. And, okay, here we go. Anito Konpo.
No, I think most people say Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
He is a superstar who's good at basketball.
And looks amazing in sunglasses.
Yeah, he's really? A handsome fellow. Yeah, he's a fun guy. Milwaukee has a true charismatic superstar on their hands. And
what
an
is
NBA
his background?
Title.
Is
he was born, I think he grew up in Greece. He was drafted like out of high school. The Wolves had a chance at him, did not take him.
Wow, really?
And yeah, he just, the cool thing was, I know it's not a sports station, but he, in the round previous, he hyperextended his knee and everybody thought he was done for the year and that the Bucks were done, but he came back and just was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
So say that when you go into Taco Bell today.
Yes, maybe that will help.
Just scream it. And
or just have
out.
A sign that says Go Bucks.
There's a part of me that has a lot of anxiety about the idea of going in and asking for a free taco. So I wish there was a saying you could say like, taco time now, give me that. Like something, because I feel like walking in, I'd be like, can I have a free taco? No? Okay, bye. And I like would end up going through the drive through and paying.
I know. Like I would have to order something just to get the free something.
And I'd act surprised. Oh, cool. Oh, I
get a free taco. Oh, that's great. That's thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are the best. I'll spread the word on my radio show.
I'll spread it also on Donna's radio show.
Go get your free taco, everybody. When we come back, look who just got married very secretly.
Mm.
We'll tell you about that. And also an unlikely pairing. One half is Springsteen, the other half. See if you can guess. We'll get to those stories coming up next on My Talk.
It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy. Somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
Hi, I'm Donna.
Oh, this is my world. You're just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I'm on show. I'm not Donna. I'm going to go home. I'm so scared.
Whenever I hear that, I think of that other song that has like that same... I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. What's that one?
Oh, I don't know that one,
it's
Rocco.
Like, everybody dance now.
CNC Music Factory.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I never knew the words, but it's one of those things I've danced at a wedding many times, knowing that, that's being said, but I'm aggressively trying to dance with somebody's uncle.
You seem like an uncle dancer.
Oh, yeah, I'm an uncle dancer.
An aggressive
dancer. I'm an uncle dancer. Through and through.
Gross.
What can I say? Don't yuck my yum.
What are we supposed to be doing here? Oh,
I got stories.
An unlikely pairing.
Just like us three.
Yes, except there's three of us, so that's not a pair.
I don't care about your viewpoint. Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen join up for their new co-authored book called Renegades.
What?
Born in the USA, which is kind of tongue-in-cheek because remember all that thing with Barack not being born in the USA? That was like a big...
Yes.
Controversy. And he's like, well, I was. so they team up for this release joint book. It's coming out in October. What is going on with you? Get your life together. You get paid a salary.
I had like glasses flying across the room.
I'm trying to read this story. All I can see is just pure tornado.
And we kind of just breezed past your pretty good three-word impersonation of Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's all I did during the break.
Thank you.
Can we hear it again?
Thank you.
Hey, you weren't born in America.
I wasn't.
No, you're supposed to do your Barack impression again.
Oh, my God.
Do your Barack impression again.
I was born in America.
Okay, that
okay. I'm sorry, you guys. I already did mine, okay? The money has been spent.
Thank you.
I can't.
Yeah. All right, where's Steve when you need him?
I refuse to be outshined by Steve. Okay, the book comes out October 26th. It's called Renegade Born in the USA. Barack goes on to say, over the years, what we've found is that we've got a shared sensibility about work, about family, and about America. In our own ways, Bruce and I have been on parallel journeys trying to understand this country that's given us both so much.
I think it's weird.
It's weird to think about them hanging out, but this picture of Bruce Springsteen.
He looks amazing.
He looks amazing! And he knows how to dress with his ruggedness and like...
He's 70 or 71 years old, and he looks like a million bucks.
Yeah, he looks real good. And his skin, like, that's what's so messed up. His skin looks, like, rugged.
It looks what?
Rugged. And I'm into it. And I know that, like, that's not fair. Like, that's not something people say about women, and it makes me so... frustrated. He looks like his shirt smells like a meadow and like a dirt and like
motorcycle oil.
Yeah. And he probably doesn't, but anyways, we team up. They're writing a book. What do you want from me?
That's all. Now I will tell you who got married on the down low. Anna Faris.
What?
Yeah.
To who?
She got married to Michael Barrett, who is a producer on her podcast. They eloped to Washington State. And while she was talking with Top Chef Gail Simmons, she revealed that she and her honey bunny eloped and got married at a courthouse.
Okay.
She said, I'm looking around. She's like... My fiance's right. Well, he's now my husband. Yeah, we eloped. She just kind of threw it out there during a conversation on her show. And then she just said it was awesome. It was great. And then she was like, oh, gosh, I'm sorry, honey. I just blurted that out. It just feels like I can't say fiance anymore. So good for her.
Do we have any idea when it happened?
I think
the parents' engagement was confirmed last January. We know that. So it's sometime between January and now. When they say last January, do they mean which January? Like 2021 or 2020?
Well, they got engaged at the end of, I'm seeing 2019. I don't know. I feel like it's fast. I feel like she and her ex, Chris Pratt, moved on very quickly.
Yeah.
And that bugs me.
Well, they were so cute together, but then Chris Pratt.
Yeah, because he got super hot, and then somebody super, super hot thought he was super hot, and he was like, well,
and of course,
we need to be hot together.
Was young, and then did a bunch of weird stuff. Like, here's the thing, they were really cute together, but I bet at the end he was a pill to live with.
Yeah.
And I love him, right? Like, I mean, I love him as Andy Dwyer on Parks and Rec.
Yes.
But I think once he entered the Marvel world, he drank his own Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Because I think at one point, she was probably, you know, her star was probably shining a little bit brighter than his. She did a lot of movies.
Yeah.
A lot of really funny stoner movies.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she had the success with Mom. And then he was probably trying to find himself. I feel like... when that competitiveness comes into your marriage,
yeah,
you're headed down a rocky road.
I'm going to say this, and imagine yourself as a big-time celebrity. Why would you date another big-time celebrity?
Thank you.
Like,
you're just setting yourself up.
I agree.
Failure.
Whenever I hear about, well, who didn't somebody like, what's the singer that we just heard the POV song? Ariana Grande. Didn't she just marry like a real estate guy or something?
Yeah.
That's
what
you
gotta
do.
I love it when I hear that.
Yeah. Just like,
two competing celebrity people.
Yeah, like A-Rod and J-Lo.
Why?
Now, of course, they're from different
worlds
of celebrity, but you're both at like the highest level of celebrity.
And it's like, wouldn't you want a partner like that could sometimes, you know, come travel out to you? Like, you're the attention seeker. So it's kind of like me and my husband. Like, I'm the attention seeker.
Right.
And so, like, I chose somebody who will give me attention.
No, I agree. Yeah, my wife and I aren't super similar, but we make a partnership because we're not the same thing.
Yeah.
Fame-seeking weirdos.
Right.
And could you imagine keeping a relationship up when you're both doing projects where you can't leave and you have to be on location or touring? And so I don't get that. The idea of two celebrities, like two actors or two singers and stuff like that. Like, why would you want that? Why don't you get somebody who just makes decent money or like are passionate about what they do? It doesn't even matter the money at that point.
Like an accountant.
And just praises you. Wouldn't that be awesome? Like you just, like they could just be like, yeah, I can do my job. I work for H&R Block, so I can come along with you.
Yes.
And like,
because I could do my job from anywhere.
And watch our matching, that we are twin pugs that we bought together.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for your vulnerability, guys.
No problem. I've been married for 2 years, so I think I know a lot about marriage.
How long have you been together?
3 years. We were only together for a year.
Oh, really?
We'll
see.
That's
a beautiful story.
You know, if we make it another week, I'll start giving. Write a book.
Right. All right. Rocco will come back with a dirt alert, and then we'll have some movie news to share with you coming right up.